The trip over was rather interesting. See, most people will tell you that they chose Canada as their place to live.
Uh-huh.
I didn't choose Canada as my place to live.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't old enough to make any choices anyway.
Right.
But I didn't want to leave. I put up the biggest fuss that anybody has ever heard in Halawada.
Uh-huh.
And it was very early in the morning. I didn't want to leave. I wanted to stay with my uncle.
Uh-huh.
And anyway, they bribed me various ways, you know, uh-huh. sweets and all this sort of thing. So it was fun to leave. And the train trip from Ludhiana to Calcutta was rather an interesting one. I had never seen anything like that before.
Uh-huh.
We were in a kind of a box, what you call this, reserved places.
Uh-huh.
Roomette or whatever.
Kind of a private area?
Yeah, uh-huh. yeah. But after a while it became public because uh-huh. everybody just forced themselves in.
So you paid a little extra to go into that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
yeah. So, you know, first time sleeping on the bunk and traveling by train and all this sort of stuff, and then getting off various places to buy some sweets and so on.
Uh-huh.
And I was very fond of sweets and fruit.
Uh-huh.
And we finally came to Calcutta, and I can't for the life of me remember where we stayed.
How long did the journey take from your band stay to the Calcutta station? A couple of days?
Yeah, it took about 3, I think. Uh-huh. But, you know, that's just an estimate.
Uh-huh.
And I don't recall anything about Calcutta.
Uh-huh.
And I don't recall where we stayed in Calcutta. But I recall going down to the wharf with my father.
Uh-huh.
And,
So it was your dad and your mom and you?
Yeah.
3 of you?
Yeah.
Okay. No other ethnic people from there?
No, not at that time.
Okay.
And so he was dickering with this Japanese captain,
uh-huh.
and I don't know what he's dickering about, throwing these rupees on the cement floor, I suppose, just to make sure that they were sound,
uh-huh.
I imagine.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, we went on this Naru boat, I can't remember the name of it, and we were traveling steerage, as all our people, I think, at that time traveled steerage,
uh-huh.
for 2 reasons. One was money, the other one was food.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, we would not eat ship's food,
uh-huh.
and we wanted our roti and all and all that stuff. So but then we were joined by a couple of other people. There was I should look him up, I don't know where he is, maybe he's still around. He came with us, it was
uh-huh.
somebody else's son, and I don't remember his name now. And he came with us, and, you know, my father knew his relative, and they went ahead and said, look after him. We had some interesting stories on board ship. There were some people from some place, you know, I can't tell you whether from the Philippines or from some other place. I don't even know whether we went to the Philippines. You know, people who were non-whites, who loved spiced food. And of course they could smell it when we were cooking it on deck. And every day they'd show up for eating time, and of course our people were such that they couldn't eat without offering it
right.
to them.
Yeah.
So one day one of our people cooked up a scheme whereby we could get rid of these guys because we didn't have enough food ourselves.
You were just stuff you brought on yourself?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
And so so he just took a whole bunch of red chilies
uh-huh.
and put them in the stuff he used for them. Of course he was going up and down the wall. And they got the message.
Uh-huh.